So this is the post show for IGC podcast episode 61.
I just wanted to note that I'm being followed on Twitter now by Ted Denson's cat.
Really?
Mittens. Yeah. I made a post earlier about how I bought this Arm & Hammer stuff for my cats, which is like really potent, but it works really well. Like,
wait, what is it? What's it for? Their boxes?
It's like an Arm & Hammer like powder that you just, after you lay down your litter, you put that on top of the litter.
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah, and that shit works awesome because my cat takes a dump and it smells like a 50-year-old man went into the litter box and took a dump.
Well, your cat is to the bathroom.
Your cat is both over 50 years old and weighs more than a man. So.
Yeah, so I wanted to just make a Twitter post about how, like, dude, if you have a cat and that shit stinks, like, you got to buy some of this stuff because it really works. But so after I posted that, I got a Twitter follow from Ted Denson's cat, Mittens,
that
and it just says,
seems unlikely.
I just pooped in Ted's plant.
That's so weird.
It is. I was like, what?
Go ahead and pretend that you're not talking about that.
He's got a cool wallpaper in the background, though.
Oh, well, then let's go look now.
Ted Denson's cat, Mittens. And his location is in Ted's laundry basket right now. So.
God damn it.
What's wrong with people that do things? I'm going to look up this list here of the fucking thing with the stuff.
With the killings and the murderings.
That one, yeah. I can't find it here. I'm going to have to look for it. Let me look faster. I don't want to talk about that. Where is this shit? Okay, top 101 movies with the highest body counts. Before I even pull this up, what do you think the top five are?
Hard Boiled.
Rambo 16 or whatever the fuck it is.
The most recent Rambo?
Okay, Hard Boiled, yes.
Hard Boiled.
The Killer.
What's the Killer?
Oh, Red Dawn. Red Dawn is in that list.
Red Dawn.
Give me Red Dawn for 100, Alex.
What was Rambo? Was it Rambo 6 or Rambo 5?
Rambo 5, I believe, was the last one.
Okay.
This most recent one.
All right, I need one more.
Which was just called Rambo.
Rambo,
So what, we said Rambo?
Hard Boiled, The Killer, Red Dawn.
Oh, okay. And give me, Alex, for 300. Kill Bill.
Whoa, number
Kill Bill,
two, right?
Kill Bill 1.
Which one had the Crazy 88 scene?
Kill Bill 1.
Okay, Kill Bill
and
1.
And you got the Daily Double.
Well, that's our audio Daily Double. Here's the sound of a man having his arm cut off.
Okay. You tell us what his blood pressure was at.
Right. I can tell you that none of those movies are in the top five.
What?
Hang on. One of those movies is in the top 10.
That list is wrong.
Okay, that's right. Let's see. This list is on moviebodycounts.com, so they're probably right. I don't know. Another one makes it into the top 15. Let's see. And that is it. So three of these movies are even in the top 20.
That is horseshit. That list is totally wrong then.
Hang on. You're going to see why. You're going to see
why. No, I'm just saying why? Because like I looked up
some
stats.
Those three. Which three of those do you think made the list? Top 20.
Hard Boiled. It has to be in that list.
What is that movie? I've never heard of Hard Boiled. What is that?
That's a John Woo movie.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Chow Yun-Fat's original, like, venture into Hollywood.
It's a Hong Kong movie, but it's a joint venture.
All right, so let's start with number 20. The body counts are actually pretty low here in this area. There's also some weird, shocking titles in here I wouldn't expect. Number 20 is Braveheart with 184 bodies.
Huh.
Number 19 is Dune.
No shit.
186.
What?
Yeah.
Dune?
No.
Yeah.
That is wrong.
Well, then I don't know. I can't really back it up. I'm just telling
you. The original Dune? The original Dune was didn't
yeah,
have
1984 Dune.
No.
Why don't they count Star Wars for blowing up a whole planet?
That's what I was going to say. Like, if you
that's
blow
like
up
a
the
billion.
Death Star, that's like, well, yeah, they blew up Alderaan.
I think it only
whatever.
Counts as on-screen death.
It's as of a million
okay,
voices.
So moving on. Number 17, 187, the 187, Chronicles of Riddick. I can't even think of that many people dying in Chronicles of Riddick.
God damn it.
Below that, also tying at 187, is Blood Diamond, which that movie, if you ever want to be really, really sad and feel fortunate at the same time, watch that movie. Also, don't ever buy a diamond again.
Yeah, actually, I think that's a fair amount of death.
A lot of fucking people died in Blood Diamond. Just lots of random machine gun fire into crowds. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious. That, number 16, I've never heard of. It's called A Better Tomorrow 2. I've heard of that.
This list is bullshit.
Just listen to me. Listen to me here. Let me
where did
it
come from? Where did it come? Who compiled this list? Oh, yeah, you said. It was like moviepoopshoot.com.
Yeah, moviepoopshoot.com. Body counts. Movie body counts. Number 15, A Bullet in the Head. Never heard of that. That's a Rage Against the Machine song. Okay, here's one I've heard of. Number 14, Equilibrium with 236 bodies.
I can see that.
Me too.
Yeah, Equilibrium did have a lot of kills in it.
236 dudes wearing big motorcycle helmets dead.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Number 13, Rambo, 2008. How many people do you think died? Equilibrium was 236.
So wait, how many did Equilibrium have?
Equilibrium was 236.
So Rambo's got like 350 some odd.
247.
Oh! Well,
that's a pretty good number, though.
It must have just seemed like more.
Yeah.
With only
parts and guts afloat.
With only
Josh
seven more than
so
that.
Much,
no,
it's hard to say.
Eight more than that. At 255, Saving Private Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah, that intro is quite a bit.
You would think that'd be higher. This is what's funny. Above Saving Private Ryan with one more, 256, Starship Troopers.
Oh, there you go.
That is true. There were quite
a bit. Not including
bugs.
That
does
not
count bugs. It doesn't count bug face vagina violations.
Oh, yeah. Or cows.
I want to hear a samurai. I want to hear Geisha guy mention that.
Geisha is. Face vagina.
Geisha vagina. Geisha laser vagina.
That'd be a weapon.
No, I think that's one of the lines, actually.
Geisha sword asshole.
Yeah.
God damn it. Let's see. Okay, above Starship Troopers, We Were Soldiers. Big jump, all the way up to 305.
Soldiers. Oh, yeah, with
Mel
Gibson. That was pretty violent. Yeah, that was pretty pretty hardcore.
Then you've got Titanic with 307.
Okay, that's just not right.
Bullshit.
That's bullshit right there. They still count the Death Star at that point. Seriously. Come
true.
On.
I think they're saying you see these people die on screen, though.
But whatever, like... There were not 300-something odd people in Titanic. Except maybe in that the CG shit. I don't know. That's
tying at number
eight. It's in the CG shit, is what they're saying.
Tying with Titanic, 307 is hard-boiled.
Oh.
Yes.
Tying with Titanic at 307.
Cool.
Above that, with 310, Grindhouse. Both movies.
Yeah.
Both movies as one.
Both movies?
They're calling it the double feature. Grindhouse, as one movie, has 310 deaths.
That's not fair. That's like 3.5 hours of movie. But
that's
whatever.
True.
Right above that, extended edition of Lord of the Rings, Two Towers. And I believe they are counting trolls and orcs.
God damn it. No, see, that's bullshit. Because hard boiled, that number, whatever it was, 300 and
307.
Something, whatever, that was all by one man.
Yeah, that's true.
That was
that
all
totally
by Italian fat by his fucking hand cannons.
He throws babies out windows and like saves them and kills people with
who's
babies.
Who's text
in
messaging?
Hand. What?
Who's text messaging?
You can hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good God. Well, just ignore it.
Turn your shit down. Okay. So above Two Towers. Oh, by the way. The jump from Grindhouse to Two Towers. Grindhouse is 310, Two Towers 468.
Yeah.
That's a big jump. Right above that, another huge jump. 558 is Last Samurai. With fucking Tom Cruise.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you know what? That is a good movie, though. And there were, like, a tremendous amount of kills in that movie.
All by what? Arrow? Or, like, katana? Or...
No. Well, no, because the whole premise of the movie is, like, the military is trying to take out the samurai, like, the Japanese military. So the Americans introduce machine guns, like the hand-cranked machine guns.
That's a paradigm shift.
So at the very end of the movie, they, like, crank out these big-ass, like, machine guns, and there's samurai riding essentially into an onslaught of, like, machine guns, which is actually pretty awesome.
Right above that,
a big-ass battle.
Major disappointment of a movie but with a huge body count at 572 was Troy.
Yeah. I saw a little bit of that on TNT or USA or whatever, and it looked pretty
awful. Number three with 600 is 300.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Cool. That makes sense.
Didn't think about that one either.
Yeah. And you got
You know what that makes me think, though? Because there was not that many people that were killed in that movie. I wonder if they counted the bodies on the wall. Because they technically didn't show those kills, even though there's a wall of dead people.
The kill happened nonetheless.
Sure, but we didn't see it.
Counting bodies?
I want to know what the criteria is.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're making a new list.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let's see. Above that with 610 is Kingdom of Heaven.
Josh and I saw this. Yes, the Crusades, but it has the elf,
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom, and actually Obi-Wan's master is in it briefly, and he dies. Yeah, Qui-Gon Jinn's in that movie also. And Edward Norton, his voice is in that movie.
Weird.
He's like one of the princesses or whatever, but he's got like leprosy or something, so he has to wear a mask.
He's a leprosy but princess.
Yeah.
He's a princess?
He's a princess of leprosy. Number one, you're both going to hate this. You're going to call bullshit.
I'm going to go ahead and hang up right now.
With 836 bodies, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Extended edition.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Does it count the people that are already dead? That are fighting
ghosts?
That's
what I'm saying.
Are they, the ghost fighters counted as bodies? Man, why do you gotta discriminate between human and orc? Orcs count.
I think there should be a new list where it's the most single-handed kills in a movie.
Okay.
Hard-boiled. John Woo.
Yeah.
The most kills on average per length. So, like, basically you take the number of kills in a movie, then you take the number of minutes the movie is, and you find an average. And then
specs for the new Rambo. It was like 4 kills a second or something. It was something crazy. Red Dawn is all the way at number 47 with 118.
You know they're remaking that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, look at this. On Wikipedia, it says, at one time, Red Dawn was considered the most violent film by the Guinness Book of World Records and the National Coalition of Television Violence, with a rate of 134 acts of violence per hour or 2.23 per minute.
That's pretty good.
That is awesome.
Number 51, only a few away from Red Dawn, is Hot Shots Part 2.
What?
Nice.
Because they go to Iraq and kill everybody. I mean, it's just guys dying left and right.
Give us some of the highlights from 20 to 100.
Okay, yeah, we're moving on.
Maybe 25, 50.
Akira's number 46 with 119. Operation Delta Force is number 44, 120.
Wait, Operation Delta Force? Is that the one from
1983?
Chuck Norris?
No, 97. But I think that is a Chuck. That's that same kind of movie.
No, that's totally different. Operation Delta Force.
Operation Geisha Force.
Geisha Delta Vagina.
Rambo. Army of Darkness, number 57, with 107.
Gotcha. There must be a lot of them booked up right around 100 then.
Yeah,
like 100
most of them. Most of them are between like 80 and 120.
Do they list any other war movies, like, say, Glory or...
War from 2007, which I've never heard of. Kill Bill Volume 1 is all the way at number 68 with only 95 bodies.
Huh.
So it's the whole crazy 88 plus a few more. Flags of Our Fathers is below that with 93. Let's see. Letters from Iwo Jima had 84. That doesn't seem like very much. Desperado had 80, and Raiders of the Lost Ark had 84. Oh my god, Team America's on the list. That doesn't make any sense. Team America. Children of Men, that was pretty fucking violent.
Children of Men, yeah, that did have a lot of
77 bodies.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
See, they list Star Wars A New Hope as only having 75 kills. And I'm thinking it's more like 75 billion.
Yeah, well, there was like a few hundred thousand on the Death Star.
Serenity is only two below that with 74.
What? That seems weird. I don't remember.
Maybe it's just a bunch of Reapers?
What?
It does seem wrong. Reavers? That does seem wrong.
Mm.
Long Kiss Goodnight. That was a good one. 68. Rambo First Blood Part 2, 67.
Sure.
Bad Boys 2 is number 101 with 63. And Predator is number 100 with 64.
What about the most recent Punisher movie?
It's on here. Punisher. The Punisher 1989 had 96. And, oh, only one on the list. That one.
Huh.
Not Punisher Warzone. Yeah, so there you go.
Huh.
101 movies with a fuck ton of dead people in them.
Highly questionable.
Highly questionable.
Highly.
I'm going to...
Geisha has severe doubts on the list.
Let's see. Let's look at this 15 science fiction movie sequels that didn't suck.
This is going to be pretty easy, I think.
You know what? It's like I think there only were 15.
Yeah. Are they ranked in order of greatness?
I'm going to start at the bottom, but they're not, no. Wrath of Khan.
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
Sure.
These are almost ones that got better, actually. That not only didn't suck, but were actually well improved. Empire Strikes Back, obviously.
Absolutely.
Dark Knight.
Yep.
Far Superior. Terminator 2, leaps and bounds ahead of Terminator 1. Aliens, absolutely.
Yep. Sure.
Road Warrior. I never even saw the original Mad Max. I don't even care.
It's disturbing. It's weird. It's
the original
good.
Mad Max?
Yeah.
It's worth a watch. Like, you really should watch it. You're not going to be like, it's no fucking Blade Runner. You're not going to be blown away.
It's more realistic. I'll give it that.
Yeah. It was actually for its time. Yeah.
It's creepy.
All right. So you're going to have an opinion on this. I've actually never seen it, but Dawn of the Dead.
What is it stating is the original? Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Night of the Living Dead is the first one.
Was that even really a sequel?
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't necessarily count as a sequel.
I don't think it's a sequel.
It's doesn't really
just like
count.
Another movie in that genre.
They're saying, well, it's about the same people with the same premise. I don't know.
Sure.
Chronicles of Riddick doesn't. I mean, that's not really a sequel to Pitch Black.
No.
Blade 2, way better than Blade 1.
Absolutely.
True.
People, that had the best vampire explosions of probably any movie ever.
Yeah. Josh and I saw that the same day twice. Like, we went for the early bird, and then we were so, like, stoked by it, we turned right around, went to the office, told everybody how badass it was, and went and go and watched it with them.
Vampire boners. Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
I agree. Some people would say that 1 was superior, but I think 2 was way better.
Nah, 2 is much better.
Yeah, Doc Ock's like fight sequence on the...
To me, that remains to be the best one of all of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't talk about 3 as being an actual movie that anybody would want to see.
Yeah.
RoboCop 2?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
It's more entertaining.
No, that's... It has a place.
Now, hang on. Again, we're talking about it being better, but the list is that they didn't suck, and I'm saying that most of them are better.
Okay, it's true. It didn't suck.
Okay, yeah, I guess
it
you could
didn't
say
suck.
That.
It's an awesome drug that you squeeze into your neck.
What?
Remember that? The whole movie was about the drug that everyone was addicted to that you inject into your neck vein.
Nuke.
Sure.
Nuke.
Yeah.
You carried it in a cassette box.
Yeah.
The thing is, back then, kids knew exactly what to do with it.
That was so great.
It was the first one was still so much better because of the fucking dude who gets turned into Hamburger Helper.
There's no helper about it. He was just Hamburger.
And it's got Red.
Yeah, that's
Can
true.
Can you fly, Bobby?
This Red. One is the best in the series, including all current remakes. Superman 2.
Yeah, the Richard Donner cut.
Oh yeah.
That movie's so great. With Zod and everybody, I just love that.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's see. Back to the Future 2, not better, but definitely didn't suck. We've been over Back to the Future 1,000 times.
Sure.
And the last one on the list is X2, which I think is probably the best X-Men movie.
Yeah, I'd agree.
By far.
Yeah, the first one's still pretty cool, but
the second one did not definitely suck.
For me, it was good that they toned down the puffiness of the costumes. I really appreciated that. That they seemed to like deflate some of the costuming in that one a little bit. Because they were like almost like they were like 80s upholstery, like Naga Hive chairs in the first one.
Looked like the inside of an Oldsmobile.
They did. It was like a gray vinyl from a Buick LeSabre.
LeSabre. It's a lyrical Sabre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. A Cutlass. A Cutlass Supreme.
Cutlass Supreme.
It even had the piping that you would find in a Cutlass Supreme.
Yes.
I'm shocked that all of their outfits didn't have faux wood paneling on it.
like those old Woodies or whatever they called them.
They should have been
the
white
beach cruisers.
They should have been white vinyl with faux wood paneling helmets.
Nice. I'd buy two of those.
Oh my god. So that's it for podcast post show 61. My thanks to Eli and Alex.
Yeah, that's right, Joel. We're going to be here all week on the moon.
You got it.
Back to you, Joel.
Whatever.
And also, don't forget Samurai Geisha Robot.
Oh, God, speaking of And Also in the State, I had totally forgotten that they were the ones that did the Hollywood Priest, where he's like, you know, may the blessings of all old God be with you, and they're all like, and also with you. You hear that?
Yes.
That's so great. Anyway, so buy that. Buy this on DVD. Okay, we're done. Bye.
Wait, I want to hear the samurai guy say goodbye also.
Farewell to all geisha.
You're way too adept at that. That's ridiculous.
That's so
Why
good.
Does he sound like that?
I don't know.
Geisha is Japanese girl. Geisha is a robot.
I'm like, yeah, I'm watching her, bro. She looks like a robot.
Use panties in vending machine.
Freezer dry the shrimp. Pocky.
Whatever, we're done. I'm hitting close now.
Geisha Meteor.